One of the loudest, most outraged comics is coming back to San Antonio next week. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan was able to catch up with him and have a fairly calm conversation.
You expect to hear a lot of things from Lewis Black, but you don't expect to hear this.
My blood pressure is near perfect.
Because when he's performing, you want the EMS standing by.
Because the people who told us about sunblock are the same people who said eggs are good. And then they said eggs were bad. And then they said they were good. And then they were bad. The yellows may not be good. The white, make up your mind! It's breakfast I gotta eat!
Many years ago, ranting, raving Lewis Black started out in a more sedate field, writing plays. He wrote hundreds of them after graduating from Yale Drama School.
That's really what I was hoping to do. That's what I set out for.
How did you do?
I did well enough that I became a comic.
Right.
I did all right. I stuck with it until I was 40.
So the guy who lights up The Daily Show with his over-the-top Back in Black segments and makes HBO comedy specials didn't really set out to become a comic till he'd already passed 40.
There's a daytime NyQuil, there's a nighttime NyQuil. Why don't you drink either one you want? Because your cold doesn't care what time it is.
Outrage seems always within reach for Washington, D.C. born and raised Black. And his ire oftentimes finds a special interest in what goes on in D.C.
Well, the election is only a month away, and with the fate of the world at stake, I've been going to church a lot to pray that a meteor will hit the earth and kill us all.
He wasn't too keen on talking about the man who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I don't talk about presidents much. Never have.
Still, I got him to.
When the president refers to people as and leaders as scum, it doesn't help. Children are listening.
He actually reserves a big chunk of outrage for other politicians.
Really, for the past 30 years, I've not been a fan of Congress. There are no adults in the room. It's bizarre.
Before performances, Black collects rants from the audience, then in the second half of the show, answers them on stage. A recent one from a millennial claimed her generation was the most screwed of any. Black set her straight.
I would say, being born during the Great Depression, not a day at the beach. I would say World War I was no fun. Anybody born during the Black Plague would have a tendency to disagree with you. I can go through all of them if you like.
He was relentless. But then there was a change of tone. He counseled her.
Find something you really love to do and focus on it, and it will change the way you look at everything.
So I asked him, is that what you did?
Yeah. You find the thing that you really, really want to do, and it'll lead you to, it may not be what you end up doing, but it'll lead you to something that you're happy doing.
It's kind of an odd question, but do you find joy in being angry?
Yeah, I do. Partly because it gives people so much happiness. I mean, for some reason, people seem to get a kick out of it. Also, I'm funniest when I'm angry.
And he's angry a lot, something for which many of us are quite thankful. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.